Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkot Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the word Sinei Hara Barzel. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that at Sinei Hara Barzel's Kshera, a lulav which comes from this Har HaBarzel, from this type of palm tree. So the halacha is that the lulav is kosher. Now we'll see shortly in the Gemara that the significance of these lulavim is the fact that they don't have a lot of leaves. So now says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye qualifies, and he says that this, that Sinei Hara Barzel's Kshera, Leishanu Ela Shereishe Shalzeh, Magia Letzad Ikarei Shalzeh. That's only true that these ulavim are kosher if the top of one leaf reaches at least to the base of the leaf that's above it. Even though the leaves are very short, it doesn't have long leaves, it doesn't have a lot of leaves, but at least it has to be that the top of each leaf reaches the base of the leaf that's on top of it. But if you don't have this, if you don't have it that the top of a leaf reaches the base of the leaf on top of it, so then puzzle. So then that's already puzzle. If all the leaves are so short, so then even Sinei Hara Barzel is sometimes puzzle. Meaning it's not always true that which the Mishnah said that Sinei Hara Barzel is kshera. It depends on the lulav. Not every lulav which comes from there is kosher. Says the Gemara, Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. The Braisa says, Sinei Hara Barzel psula. So that's a raya really to Abaye. Our Mishnah says Sinei Hara Barzel is kosher. Here we have a braisa which says it's possible. Avanan tanan kshera, but our Mishnah says it's kosher. So how could it be that we have a braisa that says it's possible? Elishma minaka Abaye. You see, like Abaye said, that when our Mishnah said Sinei Hara Barzel is kshera, it doesn't mean that it's always true. It means that you could have a lulav from Hara Barzel which is kosher. But not always is it kosher. It depends on how it looks. Shma mino, you see, like Abaye, that it depends on how tall the leaves are. If the leaves don't reach the base of the leaf on top of it, so then even Sinei Hara Barzel are going to be puzzled, just like Abaye said. Says the Gemara, V'ike de Rami le Mirma. Some had it that not that Abaye said a statement and then we brought a brisa to support Abaye, rather Abaye's whole chiddush came because he had a kasha from the brisa. It was a stira. V'ike de Rami le Mirma. They asked it as a stira. That Tanan we learned in our Mishnah, Sinei Hara Barzel kosher. Our Mishnah says that Sinei Hara Barzel is kosher. Avahatanya. But we learned in a brisa psula. So it's a stira between the brisa and the Mishnah. And on that, Amar Abaye, Abaye was coming gufa to answer the stira between the braisa and the mishnah. And to that, Abaye said, "The loy kasher, it's not a stira. Kan shereisha shalzeh, magil etzadi karei shalzeh. The mishnah which says kasher is talking about when the top of a leaf reaches the base of the leaf that's on top of it. And kan the braisa which said pasul, that's talking she'ein reisha shalzeh, magil etzadi karei shalzeh. That's specifically discussing a lulav." Love from Sinei Hara Barzel that the leaves are very, very short. They're extra short. They don't even reach the base of the leaf on top of it. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Marion, Amr Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Va'amrilah, and some say that Tani Rabba Bar Mari Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Shtei Tamaris Yesh Vegei Ben Hinnom, that there's these two palm trees in this valley of Ben Hinnom. Va'ayla Ashad Mi Beinehem. And interestingly, between these two palm trees, between these two date trees, there's smoke that comes up from the ground. V'zehu Shashaninu, and it's about these palm trees, these date trees that we learned in our Mishnah, that Sinei Hara Barzel Ksheiros. The lulavim which comes from these trees, that's what's known, that's what's called Sinei Hara Barzel, and they're kosher if the leaves are at least somewhat, have some height to them, that they reach the base of the leaf on top. V'zuhi Pischa Shal Gehenem. And he also added that it's this smoke which comes up between the two date trees, that's the opening in this world, that's the opening towards to Gehenem. Says the Gemara Vayter, Lulav Shiyesh Bei Shloisha Tfachim. So now this is the last thing we mentioned in our Mishnah, that a lulav has to be three tfachim. It says it has to be three tfachim kedei l'naneya bay. So now says the Gemara is going to explain the details regarding the height of the lulav, and through this discussion also discuss the height of all the other arbaminim. Well, the esrog doesn't really have height, but discuss the height of the hadasim and the aravais. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Shir Hadas V'Arava Shleisha, the minimum shear for the Hadassim and the Aravos, the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva, that it's the minimum shear. The minimum shear for the Hadassim and the Aravos is Shleisha, is 3 Tfachim. Ululav Arba, and a Lulav has to be 4 Tfachim. It has to be an extra Tefach. It has to be taller than Hadassim and the Arava. It's an extra tefach. We'll see soon in the Gemara why that is. For Rabbi Parnacham, Rabbi Yochanan, it's Shidrei Shalulav. It's not the lulav, meaning even the leaves. It's even just the spine of the lulav, that darker, thicker, middle part of the lulav, the shidra, the spine of the lulav, that has to be 4 tfachim. The leaves, the whole entire lulav will be even taller than that. When we speak about the lulav, the main part of the lulav is the shidra, is the spine, that's the part that has to be 4 tfachim. So according to Shmuel, the lulav includes even the leaves, and that's what has to be 4 tfachim. According to Rabbi Parnuch, it's even the shidra itself that has to be 4 tfachim. The lulav is going to be even taller than that. So now says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to be not like either of these two shitas. It's not like Shmuel or like Rabbi Parnuch. The Mishnah said, lulav sheyesh bai shleisha tfachim, kidei lenanea bai, a lulav that's 3 tfachim, so that you could shake it, is kosher. So it says a lulav only has to be 3 tfachim. So that's not like Shmuel or Rabbi Parnuch. They both said 4. They had a machloikes, how do you measure the 4? Is the 4 talking about the leaves? Is the 4 talking about the shidra? But each of them said that the shear for the lulav is 4. Our Mishnah says that the shear of a lulav is 3. It says 3 tfachim, so you should shake it. So it's mashma, it's only 3 tfachim. Kasha on Shmuel and Rabbi Parnuch. Says the Gemara, Ema v'kedei l'danei aboi kosher. It's, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that the lulav shear is 3 tfachim so that you should shake it. It has to be 3 tfachim and then also so that you could shake it. Meaning it has to be also then another tefach. It has to be another tefach taller than Hadassim in the Ravois, so that it should be nicker when you shake it that there's that lulav there. Mar kedisle, according to Shmuel, talking about the leaves, according to Rabbi Parnach, it's talking about the shidra, but both of them say that that's the way you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not saying that the height of the lulav is 3 tefachim, it's saying it starts at 3, but then it has to be another tefach, so that when you shake it, it has that significance that it's taller. Which we'll come back to this idea once we finish the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tashima, though another kasha. The Braisa says like this. The Braisa says, Shir Hadas Varava Shleisha, Velulav Arba. It says that the Hadassim and the Aravos are 3 tfachim. We have a Braisa now that says the Hadassim and the Aravos are 3 tfachim, and the Lulav is 4 tfachim. So, my lav v'hadi alin. So, I guess the stimus of Braisa is mashma, that it means even with the leaves. I mean, the whole Lulav is 4 tfachim. So, that's a kash on Rabbi Parnuch. It's mashma like Shmuel, that it's even with the leaves that the Lulav has to be 4 tfachim. Not just the Shidra has to be 4 tfachim. The entirety of the Lulav is 4 tfachim. Kash on Rabbi Parnuch. Says the Gemara, loy levan me'alan, when the Braisa says that the shear is of the lulav is 4 tfachim, it's not counting the leaves, it's just discussing the shidra, so it's like Rabbi Parnach. So there's no kashan Rabbi Parnach. Says the Gemara Gufa, we mentioned that shear hadas va'arava is shleisha, ve'lulav arva. We said that the shear of the hadasim na'arava is 3 tfachim, and the lulav is 4 tfachim. Says the Gemara now, that Rabbi Tarfon Aymer, Rabbi Tarfon says that you shouldn't read this Kepshutai, rather it's talking Ba'amas Baschamisha Tfachim. Really, the Hadassim and the Aravos, they have to be 5 Tfachim. Well, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says, Shari Le Mare. Rava, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel Rabbi Tarfon. He's saying a tremendous Chiddush. Shari Le Mare Le Rabbi Tarfon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel Rabbi Tarfon. Hashta Avos Shleisha Loi Mashkechinon. We already have a hard time finding Hadassim that are Avos Shleisha, that they're perfectly braided the way they have to be, which we'll discuss in the following shir, but that they're perfectly braided for 3 Tfachim. It's very difficult to find Kasher Hadassim. And now, he's telling us Bas Chamisha Miboy, all the more so 5 Tvachim. And he's telling us, Rabbi Tarfon's telling us that the Hadassim have to be 5 Tvachim. It's going to be impossible to find any Kasher Hadassim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichlim for saying such a Chumrah. However, says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Amar, he explained that that's not what Rabbi Tarfon meant. Rabbi Tarfon wasn't coming to be Choylik, he was coming to explain that when it says, Shir Hadas Ve'arava is Shleisha, so, and Rabbi Tarfon said it's five, he wasn't coming to say that it has to be five Tfachim, rather he explained that Amma's Bashisha Tfachim, what Rabbi Tarfon meant to say is that you should take an Amma, that's an Amma that consists of six Tfachim, which is how we typically consider an Amma to contain six Tfachim, that's I guess the standard size Tfachim, is an Amma to six Tfachim, that ratio, that's the standard sized Tfachim. Rabbi Tarfon was saying to take that Amma with six Tfachim, and Aseya Yisrael Bas Chamisha, and to view it divided into five parts. If you take a six tefach amma and you divide it into five parts, so each part is going to be one tefach and a fifth. That's what Rabbi Tarfon was saying. He was saying it's five, meaning take the regular amma that's six tefachim and divide it into five parts. So each part is one tefach and a fifth. Same mehen shleisha lahadas, and it's about such a tefach, so it's these larger tefachim that are larger than the standard. Each tefach is a tefach and a fifth of a standard tefach. It's regarding these tefachim, Rabbi Tarfon was explaining that the shear of Hadassim and Arava are three Tfachim. So Tzemehen Shleisha LaHadas, take three of these, the larger Tfachim, that's the shear of the Hadas, the Hashar Lelulav, and then the extra Tefach of this type of Tefach, an extra Tefach and a fifth, that's going to be the shear of the Lulav. So the three and four Tfachim is speaking about these larger Tfachim, that each Tefach is a Tefach and a fifth. Well, says the Gemara, Kama Havluhu, let's do the math. If we take three tefachim, when each tefach is a tefach and a fifth, if you take three such tefachim, so how tall do the hadasim have to be? It comes out tlaso chumshi. It comes out to be 3 3/5. 3 times 1 1/5 is 3 3/5. That's how large, that's how tall the hadasim have to be. 3 3/5. Well, then kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. If so, then we have a contradiction in Shmuel. It comes out, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that the minimum shear for hadasim is 3 tefachim 3/5 of a tefach. Well, if so, then we have a stira in Shmuel. Why does this make it that now we have a stira in Shmuel? Because hacha amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel shir hadas va'arava shleisha. In one statement of Shmuel, we have recorded that Shmuel said that the shir of hadasim and aravos is 3 tefachim. That's mashma 3 standard tefachim. 3 tefachim and that's it. And don't tell me that Shmuel holds that the halacha is not like Rabbi Tarfon, because v'hasam am Rav Huna amar Shmuel, we have a different memra that Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, that halacha is Rabbi Tarfon, that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. If so, that means the hadasim and the aravos have to be 3 tefachim plus 3/5 of a tefach. So if so, if it's true that that's what Rabbi Tarfon means, the way Rav Dimi explained it, so we have a stira now in Shmuel. One place Shmuel said 3 tefachim, and the other place he said the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that means 3 3/5. Says the Gemara Loiduk, when Shmuel said that the hadasim and that ravos, they only have to be 3 tefachim, which is mashma, 3 standard sized tefachim, he wasn't being specific. Really, it's 3 3/5. He was just rounding it off, so he said 3. Well, says the Gemara, like we had previously in the Masechta, Imr Damrin and Laidog, when is it that we could say that someone was being not precise? That's only L'chumra. If you want to round it L'chumra, that's one thing. But L'kula Mi'amrinan, could you be imprecise and say it as a Kula? Mi'amrinan Laidog, do we say Laidog in such a case? And if so, so we have some issue with this statement of Rabbi Dimi, the way he explained Rabbi Tarfon, it comes out we have this stir and shmuel that we can't get out of. So rather, says the Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he had a different version, same idea, but a different version of what Rabbi Tarfon said. Amar, he explained that this is what Rabbi Tarfon said. When he said that the shear of the Dasim and the Ravis are 5 tefachim, what he meant to say was, Amas Bas Chamisha, to take an Amma that's 5 tefachim, and I say, I mean, use that as the standard. And I say, oh, you saw shisha, and to divide that into 6 parts. So if you divide a 5 tefach amma into 6 parts, it means that each tefach is 5/6 of a tefach. So they're smaller tefachim. These are smaller tefachim. Tzemehen shleisha lahadas. Now take out 3 parts, 3 5/6 tefachim. 5/6 of a tefach parts. Take 3 of those parts. That's the shear for hadasim. V'hashar lulav, and then another tefach like that. That's going to be for the lulav. So kama havu lehu. If you take 3 tefachim, where each tefach is 5/6 of a tefach, how tall does that end up coming to be? 5/6 times 3 is 15/6, which is the same thing as trei upalga. That's 2.5. So it comes out that really what Rabbi Tarfon was saying is that the shear for the hadasim and the aravos is just 2.5 tefachim. He was saying that when the brisa says it's 5 tefachim, sorry, it's 3 tefachim, he was saying it's 3 smaller tefachim. It only really has to be 2.5 tefachim. If you add in a 5/6 for the shear of the lulav, it comes out, if you add another 5/6, to 3 1/3. So he was saying that when it says that the lulav is 4 tefachim, that also really just means 3 1/3. Everything is using smaller tefachim, so the hadasim and the aravos are just 2.5 tefachim, and the lulav is just 3 tefachim and a third. Well, says the Gemara, save, save, kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. We still have a steer on Shmuel, because in one place he told us that the shear for hadasim and aravos are 3 tefachim and the lulav is 4 tefachim. Another place he told us that Allah is like Rabbi Tarfon. So says the Gemara, here we could say loidak, that Shmuel, when he said that the shear for the hadasim and aravos are 3 tefachim and the shear for the lulav is 4, he wasn't being precise. He was just giving a nice rounded number. Vahainu l'chumr loidak. He was saying a larger shear than what's actually needed, and that's okay. He was being imprecise, but he was saying a larger shear. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, and the Gemara goes back and quotes what we said earlier, because Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, halachic Rabbi Tarfon, really, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that really the hadasim and the aravos only have to be 2.5 tefachim. 3 was a chumrah, he was just saying a rounded number, l'chumrah. Really, the shear for the lulav is just 3 tefachim and a third. When Shmuel said 4, he was just rounding and going l'chumrah, that's why he said 4. So it comes out, l'chayra, from this gemara, that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. We had Shmuel paskind, that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. And that's taka how the Rush paskins, the Rush comes out, that really, when we say that the hadasim and the aravos have to be 3 tefachim, it really means that they just have to be 2.5 tefachim. Because we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, that we're using smaller tefachim, and that's the Rush's psak, that the hadasim and the aravos only have to be 2.5 tefachim, and the lulav has to be 3 tefachim and a third. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Resh Nun, he points out that the Rif and the Rambam are mashma that we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. The Rif and the Rambam are mashma that the hadasim and the aravos have to be an actual 3 tefachim, and the lulav has to be an actual 4 tefachim, 4 standard sized tefachim, not using the smaller tefachim. And the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam explains, the Beis Yosef brings it, that the Rambam and the Rif clearly understood that even though Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, that that's not the actual halacha, I guess others argue, and really the halacha is that it has to be an actual 3 tefachim for the hadasim and the aravos, and an actual 4 tefachim for the lulav. Lamaisa, very interesting. So it comes out with the Machlaikis Rush against the Rif and the Rambam. The Rush says that the shear is 2.5 tefachim, let's say, speaking about the Hadassim and the Aravos. And the Rif and the Rambam say 3 tefachim proper. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rush against the Rif and the Rambam, which is not usual. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rush, that the Hadassim and the Aravos only have to be 2.5 tefachim. The Lulav only has to be 3 tefachim and a third. But the Ramah brings, interesting, again, that the Minig Ashkenaz is like the Rif and the Rambam, not like the Rush. The Ramah brings that the Minig is to be Machmir, that the Lulav has to be a prop, that the Hadassim and the Aravos have to be a proper 3 tefachim, and the Lulav has to be also a proper 4 tefachim, and the halacha is that it's talking about the Shidra, that the Shidra has to be an actual 4 tefachim. Bezus Hashem in the Reis HaLa'alacha, she will go more into the details of this to explain the details exactly of the height of the different minim. But for now, we'll go weiter. So now we finished discussing the lulav. So the lulav now we finished with. Now we're going to move on to the hadasim. Each min gets its own mishnah, its own discussion, even though a lot of the psulim are the same, but being that there are also a lot of differences, so we have a special individual mishnah for each min. So we've had a mishnah about lulav, now we're going to have a mishnah now about hadasim, later we'll have about aravos, and then finally we'll conclude with the esrog. But now the hadasim. So says the mishnah, hadas ha-gazol v'hayavish is pasul. Shall sheira v'shel ira hanidachas is possible. So these are cases that we had by lulav also, here as well by the hadas. If it's stolen or if it's dry, it's possible. Stolen is possible, the same makar that we had by lulav, because the pasuk says, alukachtam lachem. It has to be lachem, it has to be yours. It can't be stolen. If it's yavesh, it's possible, that we also had on lamed aleph, amen aleph, then if it's yavesh, it's possible, because we learn it out from the esrog. By the esrog, the pasuk says, priets hadar. And we learn out lulav, which the Ran explains includes hadasim and aravos. We learn out lulav from the esrog that also the lulav, the hadasim and aravos, all of them have to also be hadar, and therefore if it's dried out, it's pasul. And then also shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas, that also we explained already by the lulav. Asherah is talking about asherah demaisha, which has a chi of sreifa, it has to get burnt. And ira nidachas is a city where majority of its population were oivid avodah zarah. In both of these cases, the lulav needs to be burnt, being that it has to be burnt, so we view it like it's already burnt and it doesn't have the proper shear. And therefore, in both cases, it's pasul. Nikdam reishoy, if the top of the hadasim are cut, or nifritzu, which we'll explain in the Gemara, the leaves falling off, nifritzu olav, the leaves fall off, oishahayu anavav, merubais me'olav. So this is a new case, unique to hadasim. Oishahayu anavav, merubais me'olav. If the berries are greater than the leaves, that the Mishnah says is pasul. The hadasim, they actually grow, the berries grow on a typical hadas, there are berries that grow on it. The halacha is that if there are more berries than there are leaves, which again we'll discuss more in the Gemara, so then the hadas is pasul. Now you could just take it off. V'emiatan kasher, the Mishnah says. If you pick off the berries, so then you could be machsher, the hadas will be kasher if you take off the berries. However, says the Mishnah, v'ein mematan b'yamtiv. You can't do that on Yontif. That's going to be a problem of Tikkun Moneh, so you can't take off the berries on Yontif itself. But before Sukkot, if you want, you could take off the berries, and then the Hadas will be kosher. We'll just do a few lines of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, again, just to to point out again, we're going to have this by all the Minim. The Torah doesn't actually specify anywhere the word Esrig. It doesn't say the word Lulav. It doesn't say Hadas. It doesn't say Aravos. Avi Nachal, it does say. But it doesn't say specifically what type of each Min we're supposed to be taking on Sukkot. So how do we know? So really the answer is that we have a Mesirah, like we spoke out by Lulav. That really the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says that we have a Mesirah what each Min is. However, Chazal still try to find it in the Pasuk, where you see it from in the Pasuk, that the Priets Hadar is referring to the Esrog, that the Kapos Tamarim is referring to the Lulav, and now we're going to have the Gemara showing us from the Pasuk that Anaf Eitz Avos is referring to Hadasim. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, even though we really have a Mesirah, we'll show it from the Pasuk, that Anaf Eitz Avos, when the Torah describes the Hadas as an Anatz Eitz Avos, as a branch of a tree that's avos, that's braided. So we darshan from there, sha'anaf of choifin es eitzai. It's anaf, it's eitz, it's similar, it has to be the type of branch that it's covered in leaves, sha'anaf of, its leaves are choifin es eitzai, they cover the stem. So ve'ezehu, what type of branch is this? Have you oimer ze hadas? That's referring to the hadas. If you look at the hadas, it's completely covered, you barely see the stem, it's covered in leaves. That's the Torah's reference to the hadas. Fracta Gemara Ve'im is Zesa. Maybe it's referring to an olive branch, which also has a lot of leaves. Says the Gemara, no, be'in an avos. It needs to be anaf eitz avos. It needs to be mamish, all overlapping, a lot of leaves. And that veleka, that you don't have by the olive branch. Ve'ema dulva. Okay, so maybe it's referring to this other type of branch. From Rashi, it's mashma, maybe a chestnut branch, some other type of branch. Maybe it's referring to that. Says the Gemara, no, be'inan anaf of chayfin es eitzai v'leka. Interesting what the havamina was. It's that you doesn't fulfill the basic requirement that it has to be that the branches cover the stem. Here the branches don't cover the stem, so therefore that can't be what the Torah is referring to. Says the Gemara, ve'ema hirduf. Maybe it's referring to this type of of branch called a hirduf, which has taka, a lot of leaves, it covers the stem, it's obvious, it's everything, it fulfills all the requirements. So how do we know it's a hadasim? Maybe it's hirduf. Where do you see it from in the pasuk? Says the Gemara, we know it's not hirduf. Amar Abaye, because the recheha darchei nayam vileka. We know that the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and with this hirduf, you don't have that because the leaves are very prickly. They could hurt a person when he holds it. So that's how we know it's not referring to the hadas. Rava says it. Another way we know that the Torah is not referring to the hirduf is mehacha. It's from the following, because the pasuk says the emes vashalom mehavoi, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves emes and shalom, and this branch, the hirduf, doesn't fulfill this, that it's emes and shalom. Rashi explains, because it's poisonous. So evidently, the fact that it's poisonous, that's a stira to it being emes and shalom. The fact that it's poisonous, so that's how we know, that's how we could see it from even in the pasuk, that the pasuk's not referring to the hirduf.